Welcome back. Well, what a week it has been in the markets. And here to discuss some of the issues that have been challenging them is our Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery with a very special guest.
That's right. We have today Callie Cox. She is an investment strategist at Ally Financial. And Callie, always great to see you here. Lots to talk about. Let's start with inflation, because we've got that huge CPI print, highest number that we've seen in over 30 years, three decades. And now there's talk of stagflation. Well, there had been, and now there's maybe a little bit more. What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, man, lots of thoughts, Jared. So, yeah, we got that CPI print on Wednesday, and it seemed to change the game a little bit. You know, the conversation about inflation has been about, you know, is it transitory? Is it going to go away? But up until now, it feels like it's changed to, you know, really how bad is this going to get? And, you know, today we saw some consumer sentiment data out of UMichigan showing that, you know, consumers are really starting to get worried about inflation. So the print changed the conversation a little bit. And, you know, there are talks of stagflation. I think from our perspective, we've tried to remind our customers to really think about, you know, the word stagflation and what it means. I mean, obviously, we have the inflation component. It's hard to argue against that. But we haven't quite seen a lot of justification for the stag part again. Not saying that we couldn't see that going forward, but, you know, growth expectations are still high. Confidence, while floundering a little bit, is still high, and consumer spending is still very strong. And in terms of consumer sentiment, we are trying to remind people that, you know, really look at what consumers are doing versus what they're saying.
Yeah, and, you know, just taking a look at the bond market reaction to that CPI print, I have the five-year T-note yield on the Wi-Fi Interactive here. You can see we're pushing up against recent highs, and the 10-year T-note yield, that climbed as well, that big candle right there, that big green one. And the 30-year, a little bit less, but the net effect is that the yield curve is moving higher, but it's also flattening. And so that may be pricing in the eventual termination of the Fed's raising of interest rates. So they haven't even started that. Maybe we're getting way ahead. But what is the bond market telling you right now, Callie?
Yeah, so the bond market is another curious factor here. You know, yields, as you mentioned, are, you know, moving a little bit higher, or they've been kind of volatile lately, honestly. You know, the yield curve is flattening a little bit. Bond market's feeling a little pessimistic. But honestly, it's not a bond market that looks like there's an inflation scare boiling. So it's really tough to read the bond market right now. There are a lot of, you know, interesting quirks going on with global demand for treasuries and, you know, the TINA atmosphere as well. So, you know, the bond market is telling us stuff, but we try to go back to the data here, and we try to look at, you know, what exactly we're seeing in the economic data, because the bond market does look a little disconnected at the moment.
So let's look at some markets here. I'm going to put up the S&P 500. I know you're tracking the kahuna there, but also semiconductors, also transports, all of which have recently been at record highs. So what is this telling you?
Yeah, so another interesting part about the inflation story, the market has really moved past it. Inflation, you know, we've all heard about the supply chain issues in the news and the headlines lately. And that's one reason why inflation is as high as it is right now. That's what the data is telling us. But, you know, the market is really showing that it's moving on to the next chapter of this journey. Semiconductors, transport stocks, the stocks that were really hit hard when inflation started spiking and these supply chain issues really started to come into the spotlight. Those stocks are rebounding. We're also seeing that in retailers as well. Going back to consumer spending has been quite strong. And, you know, we saw retailers get hit kind of hard, you know, throughout the summer and into early fall, but now they're rebounding again, you know, showing that, you know, especially after earnings season and, you know, consumer stocks bringing in some strong earnings and showing that they really can, you know, look at higher prices, raise prices without demand being hit too much. You know, when you think about it, the inflation going back to it, it really is a lot of a demand story and not as much of a supply story. But from our perspective, if, you know, we work out those supply chain quirks and the market is expecting that to happen, then, you know, maybe we could see inflation abate a little bit.
All right, before we go, I want to ask you about Rivian. It's a pretty big IPO, the biggest one since Alibaba. This is a sentiment indicator, I think, of where the hot money wants to flow in the U.S. at least.
Yeah. Well, we saw Rivian IPO this week. I mean, it's so hard not to talk about that, Jared. It's such an interesting dynamic in the market right now. There's clearly an innovation premium where investors feel comfortable coming in and paying up for their favorite brands and their favorite ideas. And that obviously happened with Rivian as well. I don't want to be too pessimistic on that. I think we're in a renaissance for innovation right now with so many developments in tech and crypto at the moment. But I think Rivian's going to be a really important stress test for the markets and all these concept stocks that are taking in lots of money right now. You know, the market doesn't digest big IPOs very well. History shows us that. So it's going to be interesting to see how, you know, investor demand is around Rivian, especially in the months and maybe the year ahead, because that could, you know, spur another reality check for these concept stocks.
Yeah, and important to note that Rivian is still pretty much pre-revenue here. Callie Cox, always great to see you, investment strategist at Ally Financial. And Karina, kicking it back to you here.
All right.